It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello and welcome to Davin's Den. I am Joe Curry and with me is Pip Helix. How are you doing, Pip?
Hi, everybody.
Okay, now you know the name of the show is Davin's Den. Davin usually introduces the show and leads us on. It's kind of weird with what happened, what transpired. We left the segment. Davin had to go grab a phone call. And we just got word that Davin is not going to be back.
I'm not really sure how to handle this.
I don't know. We actually said, look, why don't we just not do the show, and you know, and we'll just get regrouped with this. But no, they said, look, just try to do what you can, and go on and do the show.
I guess you better say what's happening.
All right. Well, what we got is Davin has been suspended. Due to allegations of indecent sexual behavior towards Maui the cat.
Yeah, we don't have all the details yet, and you know, this is kind of new to all of us, and it just happened, and we're trying to figure out how to carry on with the show because this is it's pretty shocking.
It's shocking. I can't understand why he would do. You know, I don't even know if the guy's guilty. He's a good guy. I don't know what they're talking about, but they're saying that there's allegations that he had relations with the cat. It just seems weird. He's not that type of a person.
Well, I wanna agree with you. I do because you know we've known Davin for so many years, and we haven't. Ever seen? I mean, I haven't seen anything untoward towards the cats. I mean, I'd really have to think about it, but I don't want to believe that this is true.
I don't want to either.
But we don't know all the details, and I mean, look, we have to say that at least I'm going to say I'm sure Joe would agree with me that. We don't want to say that, you know, it didn't happen. We don't know for sure, but you have to say, you know, that it was very brave of Maui to come out with the allegations.
Yeah. And the thing about it is I don't know what he did. I don't look. I love the guy. I've known him for 20 years. I don't know what the guy did for not even saying finish the show. For not even saying, look, we'll keep you on and we'll do some things. What did he do where there's a phone call, we're about to go live into the show, and he's not there, and they just tell him that he's suspended and he's not even to finish the show?
Not even to be able to go on and carry on with the rest of the show. It's highly unusual. But I mean, I'm not completely sure all the details, but what could be so bad that they would be like, no, don't even continue talking. Don't finish the show.
I know. What could he have done? I don't. Have you noticed him acting any indifferent with the cat?
He complains when she comes in and uses the box while we're in here, but. If anything, you have more contact with Maui when she comes in. You know, you're always talking to her and saying, you know, whose tail is that? And, oh, little kitty. And I don't even see Davin doing that. And it's his cat, but
He doesn't seem to have any clue that would lead us to believe that there was anything wrong.
I mean, I find it hard to believe. I mean, we love Davin, and we've known him for years, and they have something like this thrown at you, like the, you know, at the last minute, and you have to just try to work out, like a lot of people now. There's a lot of allegations of, you know, impropriety by public figures, and a lot of people say, you know, you have to, you know, you have to just say that innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
But I can't imagine that he would be suspended like that, just like on the dot, if they didn't have proof.
Right. Now, I don't look. We've been at this for a while. We're very good friends.
Yeah.
Do we support him on these allegations? If these allegations come out, how do we handle this?
You know, I'm really torn. I'm really torn because you know that I'm a cat mother. I have five fur babies, and I can't think of anybody hurting any of my fur babies. And, you know, I mean, I want to support David, but I don't think I could stand that happening to my own. So how could I support him doing that to Maui?
I know. No, yeah. And like I said, I don't have pets, but I have had pets. I have had cats.
I know you love cats.
And I am a very big animal lover. And I don't know if there's allegations. If, you know, let's say that we get interviewed and yeah. It comes out that Davin's Den, you know, the radio show, Davin has been accused of, you know, harassment of the cat. How do you guys feel? And I don't know how I'm going to go about, you know, because you got to represent the show.
Of course.
And usually you're in a, you see, that's the tricky thing, because usually you get in a circle of wagons mode.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I've had friends that had allegations and stuff like that. And all of our friends and stuff like of the show and friends of the show, we would go in a circle of wagons mode.
Right,
all the close
right.
friends. You know, in this case, we go into the circle of wagons mode. You know, but, you know, in the other case, you know, it was weird because I knew my friend was innocent. But in this case, is he innocent? Do we, you know, I
want to believe that he is. But what do we do if he's not? If it just seems so conclusive? I mean, this is a show where we deal with the truth.
Yeah.
And we're always very honest and we, you know, say out loud to our audience what is going on in our lives. And we don't, I mean, except for a very few you know, very private things. We don't hold back. So, like right now, I mean, perhaps the more professional thing to do would be to just dummy up and, you know, say the announcement that he's off the air for the moment and go on with the show. But, you know, we have to deal with our feelings about it. That's what we do. That's what we owe our audience.
It's the human element. I don't know how management's going to feel about us discussing this, but it's odd. He leads the show all the time, you know. So we need to discuss this and lead us. And even as these allegations progress, and if he's accused of any of this,
yeah, I mean, obviously he is already accused.
He's been accused of it, but does it take away from the show? Let's say that for some reason the allegations are false, or they're inconclusive, even more so inconclusive. How does that look to our brand? Do we continue with him? Do we continue without him?
Well, if they can't prove that he did anything, then if Davin comes to us and says that he swears up and down that it's not true, that it, you know, whatever he's being accused of doing to Maui, that, you know, she's having some kind of breakdown or she's getting old and she's misremembering things. She's an older cat. I don't want to blame her, but I mean, if he can say something to me that makes me believe him, then I want to believe him and I want to take him back. But if God help me, if he actually did something, I can't.
And how do we go about with doing our, like, when we go into a political thing or on topic? Like Ray Moore, the guy that's running for office down there, and what he did.
That would be Roy,
and,
honey.
I'm sorry?
That would be Roy.
Right. Sorry, Roy Moore. Roy Moore. But anyway, you know, that, you know, how do you look at the guy? Do you support the guy? It's a very controversial thing.
Yeah, how do we talk about this topic when one amongst us maybe is dirty?
I know, and it.
I don't know. We're gonna.
I don't know how it's.
We're gonna have to face that when we come to it, right?
You know? And when do we come to it? I don't know if we're gonna even finish doing a show tonight.
I don't know if he's coming back.
Yeah, I don't know either. You know.
All right. Well, I think that the best thing that we can do is just carry on with the show for now, and then we'll take each of these things as it comes.
Right. Look, why don't we do this? Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Let's take a break, and we'll figure it out. We come back. We come back. If we don't, we don't. But welcome to Davin's Den.
Okay. But before we break, I just I just have to say that I really hope that this isn't true. It's just so horrible to think of our friend doing something like that.
I know.
And to a cat, an innocent little kitty.
Right.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
Hi, welcome to Davin's Den. This is Joe Curry with Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, and the show's name is Davin's Den. Where is Davin? Well, if you are just joining us, Davin was suspended. Was suspended over relationships with his cat, Maui.
An inappropriate relationship.
Inappropriate relationship. So before we went live before, they told us he was suspended.
Right.
So
we don't know the duration of his suspension.
We don't know the duration. During the break, we decided whether we would not do the show, whether we'd do the show, but we figured we would do the show.
Yeah.
We would do the show, move on, and do the show. So let's do it. Let's do it. So let's cleanse the palate of everything, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now for some Nazi news.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi,
Hitler. Very interesting story. The story is about an article that was in the New York Times several weeks ago.
Right.
And it was about a gentleman, Tony Hovatter, who lived...
I have to stop you right there. Yeah. Gentleman?
Well, not a gentleman, but this person.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
thank
just call
you.
This person, Tony Hovatter, who is leading a normal life, but is a Nazi.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was written up that he, you know, amongst normal people, there are Nazis out there. And they go into detail over the story and the kind of life that he leads. Now, in the there was a rebuttal of the story saying that they were very sympathetic towards him.
They made him a sympathetic sort of character in the story.
They made him a sort of sympathetic character in the story. Right.
Yeah.
They were kind of sympathetic to him. Then, at the end, there is a thing that he might lose his job because they found out that he is a Nazi sympathizer.
Oh.
So, right. Exactly. So, basically, the way the story is, it's in Huber Heights, Ohio, and it's about a gentleman, Tony Hovatter. He is a Nazi sympathizer, and he said the election of President Trump helped open a space for people like him, demonstrating that it is not the end of the world be attacked as the bigot he surely is. You could just say yes, so, and move on. So basically what he's saying in that sentence is that due to his feelings about the way things in the Trump era, you can be a bigot and people don't have a problem with it. It's like, big deal, you're a bigot.
That it should be okay. And normal.
Obviously, he's not. his thoughts are deplorable. Basically, he's a Nazi sympathizer next. He's the Nazi sympathizer next door. Polite and low key at a time, the old boundaries of accepted political activity can seem alarmingly in flux. Most Americans would be disgusted and baffled by his casually approving remarks about Hitler. His remarks about Hitler, disdain for democracy, and belief that races are better off separate. He loves TV shows Twin Peaks, and he is a big Seinfeld fan.
Wait, can we just deal with that for a second?
Like Seinfeld?
No, I do like Seinfeld, but I mean, here's a guy who is a Hitler fan and a white nationalist, and he just skips over, oh yeah, and I like Seinfeld.
Yeah, now, and in that portion of the story there, there were critics that are going, oh, so you're just making him, he looks like he likes Seinfeld and he's the regular guy and, you know, he's just a normal, nice guy watching TV. No, he's a hateful person integrated in a neighborhood where you think he's just a regular guy, but he's inciting hate.
Yes, and it's strange because one of the things, the criticisms of this article is that they made it seem like he was just a normal dude, but also they didn't really completely explore what happened to him. What was the reason that he sort of progressed from being almost liberal to sort of in the middle, and then all of a sudden he's gone really far right with this, his beliefs, but they don't explain what turned him that way.
Right, right. And I guess maybe there was only enough time in a story to delve into that. I think that pretty much the principle was to show, you know, in a simple town in Ohio, you can have somebody who's a welder, and you know, he's just a mild-mannered, you know, seems like a mild-mannered welder,
right.
But he is pretty much a Nazi sympathizer. Welder by trade. He's not a star amongst the resurgent radical American right so much so as a committed foot soldier. So he's not one of the major guys, but he's the guy, one of the guys out there.
He's really committed.
Yeah,
anyway.
He's an organizer. He has a podcast segment called Radio Aryan. Who'd ever figure?
Don't we all?
And a social and a self-described social media villain. I'm still a little shaken up.
Yeah,
so
of course. Yeah.
His Midwestern manners would please anyone's mother, and that's what kind of got everybody in the critique of the article. Basically, he said he's got Midwestern manners, but that's the problem. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Right. Right.
And it's important that story got that out.
And don't try to make him, like, a nice guy. I understand the point that they're saying, you know, they could be among us, and you might not even know. But the article does sort of lean towards, like, being overly fair towards this guy. And I don't think he deserves it.
I don't think they were being overly fair. They were just describing in general, even though he is this nice guy, you know, he had, like I said, he started the Traditional Workers Party, an extreme right-wing group. White Lives Matter rally last month in Tennessee and to fight for the interests of white Americans. And, he's a supremacist, you know, a white supremacist. And it's just it's awful. And they're showing this. It's amazing how they're showing this.
Well, I think one of the things, though, is that they were trying to make it sound like, well, you know, he likes cupcakes and he brings his kid to Tumblebee. And he also likes killing Jews.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like what? You know, that's some of the criticisms that were in the commentary when this story came out. The commentariat went nuts because they're like, you know, one of my favorite is from Patton Oswalt, and he says, Jeffrey Dahmer, I made an altar from the bones and genitalia that I didn't eat for my victims. And then he said, like, the New York Times reporter would probably put that as, meet the Midwestern sex-positive locavore who adds a goth twist to his arts and crafts. You know, it's like, don't try to make disgusting villainous behavior into something normal or cute or okay.
But that's the key point of the, in my opinion, that's the key point of the article. It demonstrates how that is how that is.
Yeah.
See, that's why I feel the people that critiquing the article are complaining about that, but don't you see, that's sometimes the way, and obviously it's left, you know, very left-wing people as much as it's very right-wing that are just seeing the, oh, you can't, yeah, I get it. And you just explained why the article is important,
mm-hmm.
because it's like, well, you're making it like it's all cupcakes and that. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, because, I get your point that this is happening.
Yeah.
These people are here and they're feeling okay to show themselves.
Yeah.
And just be like, I'm just your nice, normal neighbor, but I'm really like, I'm down with killing people if it need be.
Right.
Or they're not the people I like.
Right. Now, and it's also, the article is from the New York Times, one of the more, you know, traditionally liberal papers out there.
Right.
You know, so they're kind of eating their own in a sense.
Yes.
Where it's like, you know, we're a liberal paper. As much as the right wing doesn't like when they come out with things that they feel are attacking them, or, you know, the left has to realize that there are going to be articles out there that are pretty much hard hitting and to the point that they're not going to like either.
Right.
But it is what it is.
Right.
You know, well, you make it sound like it's cupcakes and garage sales and bake sales and the church. Yeah, it is. But he's a Nazi sympathizer, Radio Aryan, and he's got, you know, the Traditional Workers Party. So it's, you know, it's something that needs to be at the forefront, and it's bringing attention.
Right. What a lot of people consider evil doesn't necessarily announce itself.
Right. Exactly. Now, on the other hand, Mr. Hovater is chances that he will lose his job.
Yep.
Will lose his house. He told the Washington Post that he, his wife, and his brother-in-law had all been fired from the restaurant where they all worked, and that he'd been forced to relocate due to financial reasons and concern for his own safety.
Yeah, I don't feel a drop of pity.
Right. Do you feel that it's right for him to lose his job over his views?
When it's full of hate speech, yeah. Yeah, I feel strongly about the First Amendment, but I don't feel strongly about protecting people from their own views. I mean, you say it, then you have to stand by it, and you have to suffer the consequences.
Mm.
We've talked about that many times on the show.
Right. Do you think he would be correct to file a lawsuit against his employer for that?
No, because they're ruining their brand. I think that that's cause for firing.
Mm.
You know? I mean, you can't. Also, they had to protect the other workers because it said in that article that they were getting death threats for having these people employed there. And they had 20 other employees. They had to protect them.
Very good point. More Davin's Den coming right up. Welcome.
This is Davin's Den.
Welcome to Davin's Den. I am Joe Curry, and I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
And we had a little thing that went on before with Davin where we didn't know if Davin was going to be back or if we're going to be doing a show anymore.
Yeah.
And usually Davin intros the show, but it's a little bit different tonight. But let's have Davin explain. Davin.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Pip. I'm back. It's been a very trying time, and I've written some thoughts down. I appreciate you guys holding the fort down in my absence. But first, I'd like to thank everybody who supported me during this difficult time. It was very difficult, 20 minutes in rehab, but it really gave me the time I needed to reflect on the damage I did to my family, my friends, my co-hosts, the audience, of course, Maui the cat. And I really feel like I let down radio hosts everywhere who have a cat running around. It's no excuse, but when Donald Trump said you can just grab a pussy and they will let you do it, I assumed he meant cats. I now know I was mistaken, and they won't let you do it. I may try to grab the other type since he is the president and he knows stuff. Believe me. I honestly remember things differently than Maui does. I remember a lot of purring and tummy rubbing, and I did that to her too. Apparently she felt pressured into doing this since I took her off the streets. Yes, it's true we shared a bed. I did not think I made her. I even let her have most of the bed, and I just took a little bit of the edge. But again, maybe I come from a different time. I understand now cats are not pets. They are equals. I have always had the utmost respect for them. I mean, we clean their poo, not vice versa. I apparently misread her. I now know meow means no, and not meow. I always thought the vomiting was fur balls, but her attorney, Gloria Purebred, explained to me that it is because I repulsed her. Excuse me. I now know I must close the bathroom door tightly, and it is my fault if she opens it and walks in and sees me impersonating Louis C.K. I know I have lost Pip's respect, which normally would mean nothing to me, but I think it's best that I pretend it means at least a little bit. I know I had no choice but to suspend myself for 20 minutes. Davin's Den could not go on with a degenerate running the show. I left Davin's Den in a tough place. They had to decide between a kitty toucher or a thigh splooger. Ultimately, they decided kitty touching was worse than thigh splooging. I won't argue with that choice. I am glad Davin's Den is confident that after my 20 minutes of intense rehab of watching cat videos on YouTube without writing "Isn't that adorable" in the comments, that I am now fit enough to run a show with such high standards and artistic integrity. I think tonight is another example of that. I could deny any of this ever happened, but I don't want to be Senator of Alabama. I want to be in a position of respect, the host of Davin's Den. Going forward, I will work on outreach to the feral cat community. I will teach that it is okay for a pussy to choose to lick you, but you can never assume a pussy wants you to lick it. I will teach that just because you give a cat tender vittles, you cannot assume the cat will give you its tender vittles. I am forever humbled. It would have been easy for Maui to rub my nose in the mess I made, but she took the high road. So now we will go forward together, all of us. I will say the right things, and in time you will forgive me because of my talents. You will celebrate me again. In time, I may come to you and say that the video of Maui and I together was a fake, and I don't think it was me. Some of you will believe me. You will be my favorites. But today, because I need you, I will tell you I am embarrassed and sorry and ready to work on my life. So let's go forward together, hand in paw. And if that's okay with you, and if you could just sign an agreement in triplicate saying you are cool with me now, Pip will notarize it, Joe will screenshot it, I will bury it in a time capsule. So if you guys have any questions, you know, I feel I owe that to you. I saw online there were some allegations.
Yes, there were all kinds of allegations online. At one of our commentary, it said, I suppose the stacks of Cat Fancy magazine with the pages stuck together wasn't a clue either.
You know, it's hurtful because these people have been so supportive of me, but I guess I have that coming.
I think you do. As a feminist and a felinist, I'm not sure if I'm ready to trust you again.
Would you so you wouldn't leave me with your cats?
Not at this point, no.
What about AIDS Cat?
AIDS Cat
has nothing to live for.
AIDS Cat probably received AIDS from you.
I can't deny it.
I wish you would.
There was a couple of hurtful things. Was there anything else that I should know? They really turned on me.
Yeah, well, they thought that the Meow Mix phone ringer was a dead giveaway.
And, it was.
And that you were, I don't know if this is true, but that you were allegedly caught masturbating while smelling the cat box. That's disgusting.
I'm not going to address that. We'll be back.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
We're back, and I'm back at the helm where I belong. Happy to be rejoining you. I feel invigorated. I feel good. I feel like the rehab took.
Do you?
I feel like it took. It's going to be a good one.
Okay.
I feel good. But I was away, and I was secluded, you know, not from luxury, but from preparing for the show. So Joe took the liberty of preparing the show. And thank you, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me see what he got here. A high-tech sex company gets hacked? Really? Really? I come back from sexual assault allegations, and you put this in there?
Sorry. We were going to do a feral cat story, but I didn't think it would be apropos.
Yeah, I had to cut that.
Fine. Let me get through this. You're a jerk. Should have left you in Myrtle Beach. Anyway. With your purse. Anyways. Anyway, let's get through this.
At least I found it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Right. A high-tech sex toy company in Hong Kong is blaming a minor bug after a customer realized that one of its vibrators was recording human sounds on its own while the gadget was in use. I don't know if this is funny, Pip, in lieu of what's going on tonight. Recorded cat noises. The wireless remote-controlled vibrator is designed to be operated by a lover across a room or across an ocean. Using a cell phone app, the glitch in the Love Ants vibrator was noted by a Reddit poster who discovered that the smartphone used to control a lover's vibrator was recording and saving sounds at the same time without being directed to do so. The full audio file, discovered as a temp sound play .3GP, lasted six minutes. Yeah, was stored in the app's local folder, noted a startled Thai doctor. I guess that's the poster on Reddit.
Yes.
Some who responded to the Reddit message had similar experience. The Love Ends app has access to the phone's microphone and camera, but they're intended to be used for in-app chats or voice clips for communication, not constant recording.
But in that, who uses to talk to?
Yeah, Joe is holding his hand like he's holding a mic. That's not a mic.
Well, you've seen banana phones and football phones. Why not this?
Yeah, I don't know. If somebody's coming at you with that and they're trying to take your picture, I'm running.
Well, it was caused by a minor bug that prevented the files from being deleted. The bug has been fixed. The company says the recording was only stored on the phone and never sent to the servers. A flaw in another Lovins product was discovered in October. A security researcher found that Lovins' Bluetooth-enabled hush butt plug could be hacked and a stranger could send a vibrate command. Hackers have been warned that commandeering a sex toy... That's not funny, Joe. If you commandeer a sex toy, it counts as sexual assault.
Commandeer! Arr, get out of the way! Tie him up, put him at gunpoint. All right, we're going to be taking over this butt plug.
It's not Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's Pirates of the colon.
Oh, my God.
The Butt Plug Warriors.
I know that song. hush, oh, hush, oh.
I'd play it. Standard Innovation, the parent company of tech toy maker Wii Vibe, settled a class action suit for $3.75 million earlier this year after it was...
It's actually, you have a bunch of people walking funny.
it's not a classy action suit.
Funny. After it was discovered that Wii Vibe smart vibrators. Nobody wants a dumb vibrator.
No, but you don't want one this smart.
Yeah. It's gonna, with its own ideas.
Shut up, you.
Yeah. It
don't tell it where you've been.
Oh, if this thing could talk. It can! Yes. Oh, my God!
We're tracking customers' sexual activity without their knowledge. Well, I mean...
sexual activity is a flat line. They're
not... Well, that's married folk.
Yeah, funny.
I mean... Devices like this are very popular. It's great for long-distance relationships. Sex workers use it in cam.
I guess.
No, they do. That's what it's designed for.
Oh, it's for sex workers?
Well, sex workers, like cam girls.
Okay.
Or long-distance relationships. So there is a purpose. Like, if you live in a different place than somebody and you want to, you know, have some fun.
Yeah, you want to have some, you
sometimes
know.
You want a hands-free device, and this fits the bill. But, for me, I think the security hacks would make me a little scared.
Yeah, I would absolutely stay away from this until they get that under control.
Yeah, it's a little bit personal.
You think?
A lot of bit personal.
Really?
Can't wait to see which Congress or Senator or Hollywood star has this leak.
Oh, boy. Let's hope it's not with the butt plug.
Oh, nobody likes a leaky butt plug.
No. No. Let's hope that's stopped up tight.
But like, I get worried that like signals could cross and somebody else could be controlling the toy you want to use. I mean, if they've already figured this out, you know, what happens if you're trying to control your woman, but somebody else has commandeered it and they're doing things and they're doing it better?
Well, I always wonder, and I mean, this is probably not the thing, but you know, you have some people had those cordless phones and they were on the same frequency as the baby monitor?
Yes.
Yeah, this could go horribly, horribly wrong.
Or horribly, horribly right.
Yeah. Not with your baby. What am I listening to? My God, I'm only a baby.
Yeah, I mean, they like all this technology. They got to work out the kinks for the kink.
Yeah. Nice.
This is Davin's Den. It's Davin's Den.
All right, so let's address a couple things before we wrap up a little bit here, this portion.
Right.
Clearly, we were doing a spoof.
Of course.
That's what you say.
That's my story. That's my story. We're not making fun of the victims.
No,
not at all. No.
We're making fun of the way the host, the co-host, the other people around them never know, and they're just so shocked. Meanwhile, there's all these clues and whispers, mm-hmm. but everybody's like, "So well, we never thought it meant that."
Right, and nobody saw. I mean, we were saying during the break. I was saying to the boys, as soon as Matt Lauer went to install the rape lock in his office, nobody saw that that's a problem.
By the way, what company installs that?
I know.
All done, Mr. Lauer. I can't get out. Funny.
No.
Clearly, in my portion mm-hmm. of the play, I was making fun of how shallow these guys are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really, they give these half apologies mm-hmm. or the outright denial. Yeah, I go, they don't get it.
No.
And they don't get it because they know we're going to lap it up because we want them back.
Right. We want everything to be okay. We don't, I mean, I don't think that people wanted to really confront how pervasive this is.
Or, you know, what I did with the cat.
No, I do not want to confront that.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just, listen, here's the thing. The victims are often traumatized for life.
Of course.
But these people that allegedly did the assault, let's be honest, they fall down, they dust themselves off, mm-hmm. they go to some cushy rehab, mm-hmm. and then they come back.
And that's the way it's been for years and years and years. it has to stop. It can't be something that we just expect, we accept, and we just say, you know what? Oh, so there's a casting couch. You know, just look the other way. No, don't make this normal. Don't make this okay.
Yeah. Well, what it is cases like this. It's a position of power.
Yep.
And when you're in a position of power, you feel that you have privilege. And then with the case of Harvey Weinstein, you have people that want to make it in actresses and stuff like that, and they use that power to seduce them and do the evil things that they do. And it's horrible. It's horrible what they do. So it's good that all these people are being brought to justice.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to say where we're going to be, and then I'm going to tell people how to listen to the show, the whole thing. And then we came up with a song for the holiday spirit that we worked very, very hard on, which I want to go out on that. But so on Friday, December 15th, I'll be in Clifford, Pennsylvania, at the Fern Hall Inn. For tickets, call 570-222-3676. Saturday, December 6th, I'll be in New York, New York, at Greenwich Village Comedy Club on the 6 p.m. show. For tickets, call 212-777-5233. Okay. Don't write me angry letters, or if you want, you can. I don't care. you can hear the whole show unedited, davinsden.com. Like us on Facebook.
Right.
Follow us on Twitter. So like I said... the three of us collaborated. It is the holidays, and we wanted to do something in the spirit of the holidays.
Sure.
But there's a lot going on in the world. Mm-hmm. Every day, you know, you can't even get through breakfast without somebody having to resign over assault allegations.
It's true. Yeah.
So in that lieu, Davin's Den presents to you the 12 Days of Harassment.
Of harassment, Matt Lauer said to me, a dildo for my kitty. On the second day of harassment, Donald Trump gave to me two Ruskies peeing and a dildo for my kitty. On the third day of harassment, Bill Cosby gave to me three drinks a drugging, two Ruskies peeing and a dildo for my kitty. On the fourth day of harassment, Charlie Rose gave to me four lewd phone calls, three drinks a drugging, two Ruskies peeing, and a dildo for my kitty. On the fifth day of harassment, Al Franken gave to me five groping hands, four lewd phone calls, three drinks a drugging, two Ruskies peeing, and a dildo my kitty. On the sixth day of harassment, Subway Jared gave to me six kitty pornos, five groping hands, four lewd phone calls, three drinks a drugging, two Ruskies peeing, and a dildo for my kitty. On the seventh day of harassment, Bill O'Reilly gave to me 32 mil to hush, six kitty pornos, five groping hands, four lewd phone calls, three drinks a drugging, two Ruskies peeing, and a dildo for my kitty. On the eighth day of harassment, Carlos Danger gave to me eight texts a sexting, 32 million to hush, six kitty pornos, five groping hands, four lewd phone calls, three drinks a drugging, two Ruskies peeing, and a dildo for my kitty. On the ninth day of harassment, Harvey Weinstein gave to me nine casting couches, eight texts to sexting, 32 mil to hush, six kitty pornos, five groping hands, four lewd phone calls, three drinks a drugging, two Ruskies peeing, and a dildo for my kitty. On the tenth day of harassment, Kevin Spacey gave to me 10 young boys, 9 casting couches, 8 texts to sexting, 32 mil to hush, 6 kitty pornos, 5 groping hands, 4 lewd phone calls, 3 drinks a drugging, 2 Ruskies peeing, and a dildo for my kitty. On the 11th day of harassment, Roy Moore gave to me 11 training bras, 10 young boys, 9 casting text to sexting, 32 mil to hush, 6 kitty pornos, 5 groping hands, 4 lewd phone calls, 3 drinks of drugging, 2 ruskies peeing, and a dildo for my kitty. On the 12th day of harassment, Louis C.K. gave to me 12 penis strokes, 11 training bras, 10 young boys, 9 casting couches, 8 texts to sexting, 32 mil to hush, 6 kitty pornos, 5 groping hands, 4 lewd phone calls, 3 drinks of drugging, 2 ruskies peeing, and a dildo for my kitty.
I must choose to do this on my own. Run a mile from this life we set in stone. Who'd give you up just to go chasing dreams? There must be something up with me. You're the queen of the catch, the pride. But if I stay, my wings are tied, so it bleeds inside. Cause you're making me laugh like you do sometimes, saying it's something we all gotta do sometimes. And a thousand things I can't describe that make my eyes run dry. What fool's goodbye? This could be the dumbest thing I've done, but I've got to make my mistakes while I'm young. So many hearts that beat so loud for you, mine still does too. You're the queen of the catch of the pride. But if I stay, my wings are tied, so it bleeds inside. Cause you're making me laugh like you do sometimes, saying it's something we all gotta do sometimes. And a thousand things I can't describe that make my eyes run dry. What a fool's goodbye. Pride, but if I stay, my wings are tied and it bleeds inside. Cause you're making me laugh like you do sometimes, ain't it something we all gotta do sometimes? And a thousand things I can't describe, and I don't wanna cry, but I do sometimes. Cause I'm losing the queen of the catch of the bride, like a kick in the guts I can't describe, that makes my eyes run dry. What a fool's goodbye.